This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show on The Rocker. Alice.
97.3 The Rocker.
Yeah. We were The Rocker.
I grew up with The Rocker,
97.3 The Rocker.
Come on, the
KR, what was it?
KRQR, The Rocker.
The Rocker, 97.3.
Steven Seaweed.
We're flashing back 23 years, everybody, to The Rocker.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vinny.
How are you?
Happy F Day.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's a thing now, I guess.
I hope you're right.
Want to hear something? So, like,
yes.
I don't know, a day or two ago, we were talking about how big is an acre. And I thought to myself, well...
Oh, the football field.
I said, a football field is like 300 by 100. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, that's 30,000 square feet. That's good. That's, you know, and an acre is like 44,000 square feet.
You thought all that, huh?
Yeah, so I thought it's about
one
a football.
And a quarter. These are the things she thinks about.
No,
Vinny.
Well, he was like, how big is it?
I understand, but I just, the thought process you just had has never been through my mind.
I was trying
once.
To give you something to, because you said, what is it? So, but then I said, I wonder if that's right. And I looked, and I'm not right. It's it's 160 feet wide. So the playing surface of a football field, not the end zones, not the sidelines, the playing surface is a little bit more. It's 48,000 square feet, so it's about an acre.
A football field. Oh, okay.
So if you picture just the playing surface, not the end zones and stuff.
All right.
So anyway, it's just been it's was
Why do
on
I
my
care
mind.
About that?
I don't know. I cared about it because I sort of like did mental math and went, well, if it's about 30,000 square feet, then it's like, I don't know, 1.5 football fields, and I said it like it was fact, and I went, I wonder
if
that's true.
Sarah's always right. Vinny, what is the outlay of the show? Sarah's always right.
Oh, thank you.
What I would say is I do understand when you've said something on the air, and then you get home and realize
and
you were wrong.
You think about
and
it.
And you go, I'm broadcasting stupidity, or my, and in this case, just a mistake.
No, but
you
total, feel, right. I mean,
you beat yourself up over it. Like,
yes.
I
Well, I realize it's not earth-shattering or life-changing or anything.
We do it every day.
Every
People
single day.
People always tell me how wrong I am.
I know.
I go,
God, my mother, every day. You don't drink a beer. You drunk a beer. You drink, or whatever she goddamn said.
Part
to
of the
yesterday.
Time, I blame you.
Oh, it is me. I'm sure.
Well, you go like, I said something wrong or some completely mistaken statement. No one had my back on that. They let that go.
What do you mean?
Well, whatever mistake you make into the microphone,
right.
And no one around. There's five people around us, and no one said, no.
Yeah, but if nobody knew.
Right.
Yeah, no.
That's the
my
thing.
Point.
I stated it like it was fact, and so, you know, we all moved on with our day. And then later I was like, I wonder if that's true.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh, well, my
is
original.
Is the sky really blue?
My assumption that the football field is 100 feet wide was incorrect.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, I'm ready. I'm sure I'll get the answer wrong.
How good are you at holding a grudge?
I'm not that good at holding a grudge. Why?
So,
how good are
this
you?
This occurs to me because of a couple things that have happened recently.
Uh-oh.
So the other day I said to the missus, I'm gonna take your car to the car wash down the street and I'm gonna get it washed. And she
God.
Goes, you're not.
What?
I'm never going back to them again.
Oh.
And I'm all, what?
Wait, she said that.
Yeah, she goes, no, not them.
Okay.
No, I'll take it. I will take it to Capitola before I'll go to that guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I'm not taking it to Capitola. You're crazy. There's a car wash right around the corner.
Well, so what you say is, I'll take it to Capitola. And then you go.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I just was like suddenly I'm all, what did the...
So what did he do?
That's not the point, and I certainly don't want
to
be caught up in any slander.
I totally want to hear it. You're not saying the name of the place.
I want to know everything.
But the point is that she was like, absolutely, I have sworn off that place.
Well, what
happened? She's good. Hold on. That's not even the story. So another time, we're going to this sushi place near us, right?
Yeah.
That my kid loves sushi. I don't know what her deal is. She loves
good
it.
For
what
her.
She eat? Like a California roll, avocado roll?
Yeah. She gets this kid's bento box.
Oh,
and actually,
nice.
This is the place.
A little bit of chicken in there.
This is another thing where she went there to get a bento box to go on a day when we had just insanity happening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was one of those, I gotta feed this kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting her,
shut her
this.
Up. Yeah.
And the lady's like, no, we don't let the bento boxes to go. That's not.
What?
And the missus is like, listen, we come here all the time. I just need.
And basically, don't even give me the box. Just put the things that are in it.
Triple charge me. I don't care. Mm-hmm, I just gotta feed. And the lady's like, we don't do those to go. So.
Oh boy.
The next time we go to get sushi, she's like, oh, we don't go there anymore. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. My God.
That's so funny.
And we had to go to a new place.
Well, you cross her once. Huh?
Which I was like, dang, this place isn't as good.
Maybe it's the Latin things.
Maybe.
Oh, that's funny because usually we'll hold a grudge hard.
Oh, forever.
So we haven't been back to that place.
Never.
So yesterday, I've had this grudge against the city of the criminals of San Francisco since my car got broken into, right?
Yeah. Yes, you have.
So yesterday.
You won't hang in the city
well,
anymore.
Well, that's, so yes, here's my grudge. Just, I had to let it go.
Oh, you have one.
Well, yeah, I had, my you grudge was against the criminals of San Francisco. So I'm in my car and I'm like, I got to go get my Outside Lands tickets.
Yeah.
Right.
How am I going to pull this off?
Mm.
You got to park.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I'll park illegal right out front of the place, and at least I can see my car, right? So then I don't do that.
Yeah, see your car towed away.
Well, right.
Goodbye, car.
Now I'm torn.
Hey!
How am I ever going to get anything done around? And finally, like, the grudge just goes, poof, I can't hold the grudge anymore. So I parked at the Civic Center underground. That was my, right, at least I'm.
I didn't even know there was one. You texted me, because I was on my way as well.
What?
To pick up my tickets, our bracelets.
Wait, you didn't know that there was an underground parking at
not.
The Civic Center?
How would I know that? I don't know.
How, I just feel like that's where you get
it's
directed
the main
to.
Spot. Yeah.
Well,
main.
I usually get dropped off.
That's
so
true.
I don't know,
yeah, all right.
So I park down there, thinking this will be fine.
Sure.
Oh.
So I go
it's
up.
Got to be attended, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know,
cameras.
This is normal in all big cities. There's just so much stuff, so many things in your way, trying to get anything accomplished. So I park underground, go up three floors, cross the Civic Center Plaza, get to the Bill Graham Civic Center. I get to the window I'm supposed to go to, and they go, we don't open until noon. I'm like, ah!
Oh, God, what is it, 10:30?
It's 10:15, 10:30. I'm like, what a kick in the Richard. Okay, now I'm thinking, how am I going to kill time in the city without parking my car somewhere? All right, I'll go drive around. You know, it's beautiful here when you get outside
construction.
TL.
Yeah.
You know, Twin Peaks. Have you been up there?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's so cool.
Is that where you went?
Well, no, that was actually my way out of town when I finally left. But so I pay for my parking, and I text these guys back to, I text home base, problems. Here's what's going on.
Like, don't go to that table, go to the other table.
Text me back, and they go, you can get them at this other spot. You just got to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I've paid for parking. I paid. My ticket is in my hand, and I'm.
Oh, no.
And that when you pay, your ticket, the little voice thing goes, you have 15 minutes to exit from the.
Oh,
the lot.
No.
And well, that's it. So I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm like, all right,
impossible.
Now I got a phone in one pocket. I'm wearing elastic pants, by the way. So I got a phone in one pocket, car keys in the other, and I'm running, trying to beat this 15-minute. So I got to cross the plaza, get my tickets, cross the plaza again, get down in the elevator, which, by the way, some dude, I'm like, close the doors. Of course, somebody, you know, the doors go, I'm like, oh, you mother. Guy who's completely innocent, hasn't done anything, and has no idea my little adventure
well,
I'm
he's
on.
He's feeling your vibe
right,
as soon
well,
as he gets
you
into the
bet
elevator.
Your ass
you
he did.
Know, yeah.
I'm like,
well, I got in the wrong elevator.
Come on. Gets in where I'm like, all right, finally the door shut. And I'm just thinking, like, am I really going to beat the 15-minute period?
No.
Grace period? I did, though.
What?
I did it.
You got tickets and made it back?
I made it from the parking lot where the yellow... Did you go to the underground then?
I did not. I was dropped off.
All right. Well,
and then Alden, me and Vaughn went and picked up our tickets, and
this is for outside
Alden
lands. This weekend,
yeah,
everybody.
Alden wasn't even back around the block before we were there waiting. Like it was boom.
So you're
like
telling
that.
Me you made it from the so you had gone down to your car.
Yes. So I
get paid.
I get this text. So I got my little ticket, yes. And I get this text, and it says you can go to the other window. Mm-hmm. You just have to go to this particular spot to get your tickets. And I'm like, oh no, I've already paid and I'm already down in the third floor. So I made it, yes, I made it back up three floors across the Civic Center Plaza into the Civic Center, Bill Graham Civic.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Bill Graham Civic?
Yeah.
Okay, into that place, got my tickets, made it back through, down the elevator and out the door in the 15-minute grace period.
Yep.
So you tell me that
That I was sweated out, yeah.
Well, that too, but you had to go to this one place, but they couldn't tell you that the other place was open? They told
it
you
it was very confusing. The language is very confusing. There's box office, there's media, there's staff and promoters.
Did they make
tables.
You put your
no,
wristband on?
That was part of the look. Trust
that
me.
That was a Bryn thing and a Hooman thing.
The parts of the story that I'm avoiding for a reason.
Yeah. Thank God they went there and messed up, so we learned from it. Oh. We all got in and out. Those guys, not
so
much.
Right. So. But so it was a whole, man, by
and
11.
Thank you, Michelle Bergman, for explaining everything
yes.
to us.
So I did get the tickets. Mm-hmm. I didn't get robbed. And I did
Perfect.
On my way out of
and
town.
No broken windows.
No broken windows.
And no penalty for paying too early.
Right. Which that was the weird thing is now I'm thinking as I'm running through the Civic Center, what happens if you get to the little, you know, the blocker.
Right.
The bar.
Right. The arm.
The arm. And then it says you got to pay more.
Right. What do you do?
Because when is this city going to give you any kind of real break?
No.
Never.
Well, and I got to assume there's people behind you trying to get out.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That's, boy, that would be.
Talk about inspired.
That's stressful.
I was inspired. I ran.
I wonder if you
In my
could...
Vans, too. I was like, oh, these flat feet, they're killing me. Oh. Whatever, I made it.
Yeah. You could put some inserts in those.
I don't normally run in them. Mm. I don't normally find myself sprinting.
You never know, though, Vin. I mean,
I do
maybe
never
you
know.
Should,
yeah.
you know, think on
You're
that.
You're in the city a lot. You yeah. might want to think about it.
Yep. City's always an adventure.
It is. Well, you congratulations on your mission accomplished. I mean,
And by the way, don't feel bad for the person that got on the elevator that was catching my vibe. That person gave me my vibe back, right back. So.
Oh, well.
I said, bleep you, man.
That's the city.
Well, no, it's some motorcycle guy with his motorcycle helmet and he's pierced. Three pierced lips and pierced.
Well, those people can be very sensitive to other people's vibes.
So I'm vibing him like, I'm like, what floor? And he goes, I can push it. And I go, what floor? And he goes, two. So we
Funny.
Went back and forth at each other for a second there. And then,
wow.
And then we sat there.
Yeah.
Good.
Trapped together in
now
an
we're
elevator.
Both trapped.
Right, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna sit. Yeah, be growling at you from the other side of the elevator. Oh my god, that's so funny.
The city.
Mm.
In the city.
Oh man, it's Friday. Mm-hmm. So happy. You guys got big plans this weekend?
Outlands, who I'm really looking forward to seeing is, shucks, I know I'm going to get his name wrong. Jimmy Yao? Yao? I look at Vaughn. Who is the guy on Silicon Valley.
Uh-huh.
He's the really douchey Asian dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That won't leave the house.
God, what the hell is his name? I can't think of
it. I just said. Oh,
no,
on the
show.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not his real name.
Chin Yang. Oh, Chin Yang. That sounds right. Chin Yang.
Chin Yang.
Yeah.
Yeah. He takes over the
comedian.
Yeah. It's so funny because he plays. I didn't know anything about him. I'd only seen him on Silicon Valley. I saw him on one of the talk shows, and I was like, "Oh, look at that!
Yeah,
he's a regular dude."
So, I mean, there's so many. Bryn's going tonight, and Vaughn's going tonight to see Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Oh, boy.
And there's so many acts going on, but that's who I want to see most tomorrow.
So he's doing a comedy set?
Uh-huh, at the Barbary Coast.
So funny. The Outside Lands is really so much of everything.
You know what? They've got cleared for pot.
Yeah,
that's right. You can
There's a big story about
you can
no, you
smoke
can
pot
buy it
in a certain area.
You can smoke in a certain area, but you can buy it. And it's the first time a festival has been selling legal weed. I have a whole thing on it.
No.
But it's, I mean, can you imagine? Like, if I had been a kid in this goddamn day and age.
You, man, my mom would have loved this.
Oh, dude, the world is so awesome right now. And I'm just like, well, too bad I don't care about that.
I have it as a sponsor later today, Sarah, but Kind Peoples in Santa Cruz, Vincent.
Oh.
I went and did a Uzi Reviewsy at the dispensary there. It's
get
amazing.
The hell out.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Did you get
I
high?
I love it. I did not.
Oh. How can you do a review if you don't partake in the
product?
They gave me several products to try. I did end up buying a
vape pen.
A vape pen. That specifically was before I go to bed to help me sleep.
Ah, so not so, one that's going to get you high.
Yeah, so I keep it by my bed, and I when I remember, because I, you know, I just go to sleep. But when I remember, I'm all,
oh boy,
yeah, and then I go to sleep. It's amazing, and I don't wake up feeling
hung.
Yeah, right. Exactly, or tired. You know, all that
sure.
stuff that goes.
Well,
along
if
with
you
it.
Wake up feeling hung, you just. Hit it again. It's yeah. right
no,
there.
God,
wake
no.
right up.
I would
wake
never,
and bake.
Ever
yeah.
do that. No. I mean, back in the day I did, but
right. sure.
No.
Of course. The wake and bake was yeah. part of the ritual of being alive. Well, I'm awake. I yeah. might as well be stoned. Why so, would I go through life straight? But I can hit that.
Ever, right?
So this is a
so great.
All right.
So lovely. Vaughn did an excellent job editing, I have to
oh,
say.
Oh, Vaughn went and did the yeah. camera work, huh?
Uh-huh. He sure well, did.
I wonder oh, why did... he why did he want to go to Kind Peoples?
Oh, please.
That's so, what a strange thing.
I gave Vaughn all the flour.
All the flour.
What does that mean?
That's the
pot. Weed. The oh, actual weed.
Oh.
Yeah, because he likes smoking straight weed, you know.
Oh.
Not vaping.
You're not a vape guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like the
he,
harsh pack.
He wants
pack.
To roll his own.
So when did you guys do this the weekend of the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say.
Right before the wedding, I went
you guys
there.
Went oh. into town all the way. Okay, that yeah. makes sense.
What fun.
When you were yeah. there.
Uh-huh.
You did it.
Got well,
it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Steve Bennett.
No, I understand. I just mean you wouldn't go do that like today.
No.
No.
Santa Cruz is a haul.
I was trying to make
yeah,
make,
it is. It's weird.
Make do with my time.
Seems like a very long drive.
There.
It is.
Mm. Yes.
You're right.
Mm. So, remember we used to make fun of Jack, who our production guy.
I do
Jack
remember
Perry.
That. What kind of idiot would do that to himself?
Really? You live in Santa Cruz and you drive all the way
with
here?
You?
Yeah. You're a weirdo.
Where's Vinny live now? Oh, yeah. Santa Cruz.
Mm.
Oh, RadioAlice.com. You could find the Kind Peoples Uzi Reviews.
Yeah, I see it in the 7 o'clock Celebrity Trash. Yes. I'll be hitting that again.
Thank you. You
Uzi's Reviewsies. Check out our Whopper Good Juicies.
I'm getting back on that.
Something like that.
Train.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
You should. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Uzi's Reviews
was big. I got some stuff going on, yeah.
Do you have a whole channel, a YouTube channel?
I do have a YouTube channel. We did not post this on the YouTube channel.
Oh, you got to post it.
We decided to go straight to RadioAlice.com and do it. And
well, eventually you got to get it up there.
Yeah, yeah, we'll throw it there.
Sure, get the exclusive for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then do a wide release.
All right.
All right, everybody. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's F Day, otherwise known as Friday. This is our new name for
you
it.
You scare me when you say that.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.